Welcome to Close Up Radio, where our hosts, Doug Llewellyn and Jim Masters, bring you the amazing stories of people who answered the call to unlock their potential and taken control of their own success with authenticity, creativity, persistence, and resilience. Close Up Radio special guests share their knowledge and wisdom so you, the listener, can live the most empowered life possible. Close Up Radio. And now, here's today's host, Doug Llewellyn.
Well, hello, everybody. Welcome back to Close Up Talk Radio. Nice to have you with us today. We are, again, going to dip into the world of coaching. You know, we talk to various coaches on these broadcasts, and we hear back from people who say they love hearing about coaches and from coaches and how coaches work and what makes them different from others. It's become a really big profession. 20 years ago, roughly 20, maybe 25 at the most, nobody had coaches they could consult. It was almost impossible to find somebody that you could go and consult with and talk to and get feedback from on what you could do to improve whatever area of your life you were trying to improve, whether it was your business life, your marital life, you know, your relationships, how you handle your kids and work with your kids, whatever it was. It was difficult. Nowadays, it's a whole different ballgame. There are coaches out there who can help you in almost every aspect of your life, from business coaching, even grief coaching. If you've lost somebody near and dear to you and you're just totally distraught, there are people who can get you through, help you get through that grief. So it's a real pleasure for us to welcome today a lady that I think you're going to find really amazing. She is a transformational coach. And she has a totally amazing background. Her name is Agnes Chow. She's the owner of a coaching business and a not-for-profit public charity, both that have common goals, and that is transformation, empowerment, and living without limiting beliefs. Her background before getting into the coaching field, like so many coaches, you know, coaches have had interesting backgrounds before. Our guest had an amazing career in the aerospace engineering field. And I'm going to get her to explain that, because that field, you know, you learn a lot, and it develops many different aspects of the business world and developmental issues in yourself. It's certainly going to be amazing to hear about that. But anyway, Agnes has a recognizable passion for helping people be their best, and it's manifested in her thinking and work product. She really most enjoys helping people tap into what is known as their divine intelligence in order to live their best life and create happiness from within. Again, she's the president and the founder of the Empowered Heart, but she's also a certified instructor for the Gracie Jiu-Jitsu Women Empowered Program. That's another thing to learn about. She functions as a private coach, by the way, for leaders, coaches, entrepreneurs, healers, and influencers, helping them to upgrade their lives professionally and personally. And in her nonprofit work, she provides people with strategies, tools, and techniques for physical, mental, and emotional well-being. And she also helps women with tools for self-defense and growth. In all these efforts, she aims to transform emotional intelligence from fear-based to love-based endeavors. Now, that's a little bit about what our coach does. She is truly an amazing lady, and it's a delight to welcome her. She is, I hate to tell you this, folks, she's in Scottsdale, Arizona, and it is raining today. And that is not good news in Scottsdale. Maybe it is good news. Agnes, good morning and welcome. How are you today? It's a surprise that it's raining, right?
That's right, Doug. Good morning. It's an honor to speak with you today. Thank you for having me.
We love having you, and we love having people like you who, you know, you dedicate your lives to helping others. That really is what it comes down to. And I've read a little bit, you know, about your background, but I love talking to you and hearing about what it is you do. Tell me first off, for our listeners, help us understand what you did in your professional career in the aerospace industry, and then we'll get into why you've become a coach. What was your career like? It sounds like it was very exciting. I assume it was. Oh, am I right?
Definitely. I was in the aerospace industry for 26 years as an engineer, and in my final 6 years I was an engineering executive. And I had an exciting career. I did many things in my career and had the opportunity to explore different parts of the world and work on some of the most exciting systems and worked on both military and civilian programs. And one of the highlights of my career was working on the Joint Strike Fighter program and leading teams to get to root cause of problems quickly and identifying solutions quickly. And so those are some skill sets that were actually transferable to what I do now, is really helping people get to root of problems quickly, identifying solutions that resonate with them the most, and empowering them to live their best life.
Tantalize our audience by giving us the names of some of the kinds of things you worked on, like they were jet programs or space shuttle programs, things like that, things that sound so, you know, really complex and exciting. You could mention one or two, I guess, unless they're classified, maybe not. Could you? Tell us.
Well, I can say that
and
I
stay close,
on...
Please stay close to the phone so
okay.
We can hear you. You sound like you're drifting away a little bit, okay?
Yeah. I can say that I have worked on systems and subsystems from the front of the plane to the back of the plane. And so I've worked with some of the well-known companies like Airbus and Boeing, and I've worked on some military programs, some products I would prefer not to talk about. There's been exciting, I will say I've worked on some really exciting programs and products, and so everything from gas turbine engines to even electronic brake actuation system for the 787 pretty much everything from the front of a plane to the back of a plane.
Well, obviously you have a great education. Tell us a little bit about that. I mean, what did you major in school? Where did you go to school? What did you major in?
Yeah, I majored in aerospace engineering. I went to University of Toronto, the engineering science program, and during my final years, I selected aerospace engineering, and it was super exciting. So I would say, you know, I'm a lifelong learner. Education doesn't just stop with respect to when the undergrad or when school finishes. I went on to do my MBA at University of Massachusetts at Amherst. And through my former company, I've had opportunities to do executive programs over at University of Virginia, Darden, and also INSEAD. And in addition to that, when I left the corporate world, I was really involved in a lot of training with restoring one's well-being. And actually, I started learning about natural healing methods back in, 2012, and it started as a hobby. And so it's grown to become a passion and now also a profession. And so everything from learning about cupping, gua sha, acupressure, psych K, which is one of the fastest ways to reprogram the subconscious mind, and various other modalities, It's just fascinating for me to learn these different ways to help one accelerate their well-being.
Well, you know, what a remarkable background, obviously. And I think it's equally remarkable that you're now using the talents that you learned in your career to helping other people. You call your company is called the Empowered Heart. You have a great website, by the way. It is theempoweredheart.org. Anybody who's interested in this may want to refer to that. You'll learn a lot about what Agnes does, how to get in direct contact with her there. It really is truly an amazing website. So let's talk about what you do now to help people. People come to you, as I pointed out, you're a transformational coach. You work in many different capacities. But when people come to you for coaching, what are they looking for? Why are they coming to you? What makes your your practice different, I guess, is the best way to put it. How would you answer that?
Yeah, so people approach me for various reasons. A lot of times it's because they have some type of condition, could be physical, mental, or emotional, or situation, could be financial, could be personal power, that they are looking for some assistance to overcome limiting beliefs. And a lot of times when we do have limiting beliefs, they are even at the subconscious level. So conditions, physical, mental, emotional, spiritual, are all based on our belief systems. And when we can change those beliefs, then we can change the conditions and situations. And so this is an exciting area. And a lot of times I'm helping people really breathing into their hearts to tap into the divine intelligence within themselves to guide us on the best and most effective and efficient path forward. I have a lot of tools in my, I'll call it treasure chest. When I was in the corporate world, I would say toolbox. But in my treasure chest, I have a lot of tools. And really, it's giving the opportunity for individuals to identify what resonates with them the most. And a lot of times, what actually happens is that we do gravitate towards Psyche, whole brain balances. And Psyche, PSYCH-K, is really a spiritual process with psychological and often physical benefits. And it's a whole brain balance that quickly helps one overcome limiting beliefs at the subconscious level to achieve one's desired goals. And so it may consist of whole brain body postures or movements to reprogram the subconscious mind to align with the conscious mind's goals. You know, the subconscious mind is very powerful. It's like a 40 million bit per second processor. And our conscious mind is like the keyboard. Okay, so it's operating at like 40 bits per second. And so our subconscious mind has been recording everything since we were in the womb. And so a lot of times, we have outdated programming that no longer serves us. I mean, the subconscious is all about safety and protection, and it experiences the world through, like, the five senses. And so, you know, this is where I'm thinking of an analogy. It's kind of like when, you know, a tiger, you're in the jungle, tiger jumps out at you. You're not going to say, well, what type of tiger is this? Your amygdala is going to, like, kick in, and it's going to go, yeah, I'm out of here.
Exactly.
And so,
right.
and our human bodies are not meant to be under duress all the time. But right now, you know, with the influx of all the stressors and, you know, that come into our lives, a lot of times it feels like we're like, under attack a lot of times, right? And so it's important for us to learn methods to de-stress. And when we can do that and also recognize what are some of my beliefs? Where did this come from? Is this like outdated programming from the time I was like 70 years old? And is it time to like let those thoughts go? So, you know, through my nonprofit, The Empowered Heart, it's all about educating people with strategies, tools, techniques for physical, mental, emotional well-being. And then a good part of what we do is also self-defense training for women. And so we work with groups of people. And one of the things that I've done recently is in conjunction with my for-profit Agnes Chow LLC business, I've been offering veterans, and allies of the Angels 14 community, free transformation sessions. And I believe that this is a really important community to serve and to address. And so this is something that I continue to look forward to providing my services to this organization. And so with Agnes Chow LLC, as you've mentioned, I do focus on leaders and executives and others who are influencers, because leaders also need support as well.
Well, you know, you work with so many different categories of people in many remarkable ways. Let's take it down to the fact that, let's say there is a typical candidate who comes to you for help. Maybe it's in their career. Do you work with them primarily in their career, in helping guide them to improve their position in, you know, in whatever business they're in? Or is it their personal life that so many people come to you for help in? And I assume a lot of these are women. Am I right?
Actually, it's both men and women that I do help. So with respect to the Empowered Heart, while there's the Gracie Jiu-Jitsu Women Empowered Program, and when I do have community events, I do have both men and women. When I do, when I gift transformation sessions to the veterans community, I do work with more men in that community. And so with respect to the types of clientele and the challenges that they face, it could be both professional life as well as personal life. And so I'll just give you some examples with respect to individuals who are, like, going into a new job. And so based on my experience, I'll be able to provide them with consultation. And then there are individuals who feel like they need some help with really claiming their personal power. And in those sessions, psyche balances may be appropriate for self-esteem and for personal power. Then there are individuals who have experienced trauma in the past, whether it's abuse or some other type of trauma. And in those situations, psyche can be used to help transform the perception of a stressful or traumatic event. And so there's definitely a lot of different opportunities. Then there's people who have other challenges, like some physical conditions, like someone who had a headache for like 15 days. And when we did some Tongren tapping, which is more powerful than acupuncture, then the headache lessened, and then the next day it was gone. So Tongren tapping, and I'll just mention a bit more about that, it actually translates to Copper Man. And Tongren tapping is more powerful than acupuncture by people who practice acupuncture. And I believe it's more powerful because it's not only addressing the physical body, it's also addressing the spiritual, the mental, emotional bodies. And a lot of times when we have an illness, it's because the body, there's a message from the body. And a lot of times it's like the emotional body or the mental body saying, it's time to let it go. And it manifests itself as a physical condition. And then we treat the symptom versus getting to the root of the problem. And if we can get to the root of the problem, then we can better understand, okay, do we need to address the psychological issue? And if so, acknowledging what that message is from the body, and we do that by the way I like to do is breathing into the heart to tap into that divine intelligence. And when we're quiet enough within ourselves, those answers start surfacing in a quiet, sacred space where wisdom is revealed.
You know, it's very interesting. You talk about tapping into divine intelligence. You talk about your other website, which is really, it's a very amazing website as well. It's Agnes Chow, LLC.com, Agnes Chow, LLC.com. If you go there, you'll learn about what Agnes does really as a transformational coach and as a private consultant. But you refer there to help tap into your divine intelligence to overcome limiting beliefs. Is that something that holds a lot of people back, their limiting beliefs?
Oh, yes. Yes. You know, this is where we really need to question, where did these beliefs come from? When did it start? Does it really make sense to hold on to this belief? Was it created when I was young and it was a protective measure for safety, and now it no longer serves me? And if it no longer serves me, then it's time to let it go. And so there's different modalities that one can apply to overcome those beliefs.
You have a lot of different strategies and tools and techniques, as you pointed out, for mental, emotional, physical, and spiritual well-being. What are some of these tools that you use with people in private sessions? Talk about that a little bit and how it helps them.
Yeah. So I always like to start with, like, the waterfall shower. So just visualizing you're, like, standing under a waterfall. And on stressful days, just imagine you're standing underneath, like, Niagara Falls and letting that water just wash off all the emotional stresses and all the stresses from your environment and all the emotions that no longer serve you. And sometimes I'll tell you, like, when I'm sitting in the middle of traffic and I'm feeling a little stressed out and there's, you know, a red light, then that's when I'm like, okay, I'm just visualizing myself with that waterfall shower. And then the other thing I like to do is what is called activating a violet flame. And the violet color in the visible light spectrum is like the highest frequency. And when we can activate and visualize the violet flame, then from Holy Saint Germain, then that will also help with bringing us to a calm state of mind and bringing peace. And it's very powerful. I can attest to that myself, where I go from a state of being very stressed to feeling very much at peace and also experiencing gratitude. And then I like to teach people to breathe into the heart and send that loving energy from the heart to different parts of the body. And the heart, when we're doing meditations through the heart, it's very powerful. We can emit like 100,000 photons of light, and that's very calming. And then we get into like Psyche or one of the other modalities, and it really depends on the person's condition. A lot of times I ask them, okay, let's breathe into the heart and let's determine from your divine intelligence what needs to be addressed today. And if there's a message from the body related to that. And we may get into Psyche balances. We may get into Tongren tapping. We may get into what I call the blue, the teal heart breath. And that's really connecting with oneself. And I'll tell you, I've even conducted guidance for the cupping. So cupping is like amazing, even when it comes to treating the shingles. So I have one individual who was experiencing the shingles and couldn't sleep for like a very long time, like months, and extreme itching. And so teaching this individual over video chat how to do cupping for themselves. And that evening, the individual was able to go to sleep, and within a matter of days, the shingles went away. So
really?
It's incredible. So, you know, I've had some of the best instructors around for so many things that I've learned, and I'm actually going to put all of my instructors on my website so that others who want to learn some of these tools will have access to these wonderful people. And so I call my instructors like rock star instructors, and I'm always learning from them And these are wonderful tools, and there's many others as well. And I just continue to expand my treasure chest. You know, one of the powerful things that I learned is about the antidote to the dread drama triangle, and that is the empowerment dynamic. And there's a wonderful book called The Power of TED, and TED stands for the empowerment dynamic. And it's this individual who has lost his job, his spouse, and is experiencing a medical condition. And he thinks it's the end of the world until he comes across a guy by the name of Ted who tells him, hey, instead of living in the dread drama triangle with the roles of victim, persecutor, and rescuer, embrace the empowerment dynamic with the roles of creator, coach, and challenger. And so I can tell you that when I read that book, it transformed my life. And
really?
It was amazing.
Wow.
Yes, it was amazing because I can tell you that it was probably about February last year when I woke up one morning and I could tell you the drama story and the empowerment story for every situation I was in. And then the freedom came in knowing that I have a choice which story I want to embrace. And so then I went through the training with respect to the whole empowerment dynamic and really boiled down to some simple questions. Those questions are tools that can help us, you know, migrate from victimhood mentality to creatorship mentality. And the question is, what's the outcome I want? What's the outcome you want? And then to shift from persecutor to challenger, one is asking, hey, what's my intent? What's your intent? And then to shift from rescuer to coach, one asks, how is the other person capable? How am I capable? And when you know that you have choices and the freedom to make a choice, that's actually rewiring the brain. So now, instead of, you know, our whole society, we come across drama stories like day in, day out. And so now it's like, and we're conditioned to find those drama stories. So now it's time to like embrace the empowerment dynamic with the roles of creator, coach, and challenger. And I say, you know, leaders are wearing one of those hats at all times. You know, you're either a creator, you're a coach, you're a challenger, and with desire to help people be their best. And so when we can adopt this for ourselves, we can live empowered lives.
And that's what your goal is, live empowered lives. You know, Agnes, it's amazing talking to you. You've had a remarkable career, but I gather you love what you're doing right now. This is equally fascinating for you, isn't it?
Oh, it absolutely is. And, you know, Doug, as I continue to learn more about, like, the brain and you know, like the ants, the automatic negative thoughts that pop into our minds and recognizing,
yep,
hey, we can actually do something about that. And
I think
so
that's correct.
So if we're aware
Agnes,
that there's
listen,
an
automatic... I hate to interrupt you, but we're running out of time, and I want to point out you have this great website again. I'll give Agnes Chow, LLC, and Chow is C-H-A-U, Agnes Chow, LLC, .com. Go there and you'll learn more about what Agnes does and how she helps people in so many different ways. Agnes is going to be back with us here on Close Up Talk Radio on October 19th, same time. Agnes, we look forward to having you back. This has been really great, and we'll get into it even deeper when you come back next month, okay? Thank you so much,
ma'am. Thank you so much, Doug. I appreciate you.
You're welcome, and I appreciate you. We appreciate having you as a guest. This was wonderful. Thanks so much. Take care.
You have been listening to a broadcast from Close Up Radio, a division of Close Up Television, Incorporated. For more information about our show and to be considered for future broadcasts, please visit closeuptelevision.com. You may also learn about us on social media and listen to us on podcast and internet radio. Thank you for joining us, and we hope that you have an empowered and productive day.
We sure do. That's it for today, everybody. I'm Doug Llewellyn. We'll see you next time. Till then, bye for now.